At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there, if you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns, and get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Hey, it's Covino and Rich. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires.
Like the highly consumer-rated Kumho Majesty 9 Solus TA91. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive.
Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Oh, hey!
Oh, hi!
What's up, buddies?
So much to get to, so many things in the world of nonsense, and that's what we cover. Worldwide leaders of nonsense,
yeah.
Covino and Rich. And we got Danny G super producing today.
Every day.
What up, Danny G? 877-99 on Fox. But not only is he super producing, he's breaking down midweek major today in for spot.
And you know what, Danny? A hypothetical today, and it has to do with you and LeBron's feet.
Oh, boy.
Can't so stand
wait.
By for that.
Wow.
We're going to talk Caitlin Clark, big money moves, possibly?
Making money moves.
I know Iowa Sam's got thoughts on that, I'm sure.
Monty Bolaños is here. Hi, Monty.
Hi.
And we be rocking out. Let's go. Covino and Rich broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge is live. See the standings, get rules at FoxSportsRadio.com. Currently, Morgan H. is in first place with an impressive 55 points out of 64, but four listeners right on his tail with 54. So remember, two winners are going to get that ultimate college sports trip for two at Graduate Hotels, sponsored by Tractor Supply, and of course, Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay.
Nice.
And I saw Fox Sports Radio put out who the leaders are. I saw Jonas Knox is in first place for the hosts.
Why doesn't he brag about it?
And I kept scrolling. I'm
never
like,
heard
oh,
of him.
We're going to be here somewhere. Scroll. No.
Really?
Nah, still not me. No.
Wow. Yep. Congrats.
We don't need to bring Jonas in.
Yep. Jonas slaying it. Morgan H., thank you guys. Hope you're enjoying your madness. And you know what today is, Rich? You know what today is?
Nudie Magazine Day? No, what is today?
Nudie Magazine Day!
What is today? Today is, the last day of no baseball.
There it is. One more sleep.
Well, I was sort of...
Today is baseball eve, everybody.
I was sort of bummed a little bit. I'm a New York Mets fan, and they've already announced that the Mets opening day is now pushed back till Friday. Same with the Braves and Phillies and a bunch of East Coast rain happening. So
baseball.
We will be in Vegas on Friday, so I could bet on opening day.
You know, quick reminder, we bring all the fun to you. If there's something big going on, we're there. And there's a big fight this weekend in Vegas. Amazon Prime, PBC Boxing, Covino and Rich. Bringing it to you live from the Fundora fight. You're like, Fundora? Yeah, it was supposed to be Keith Thurman. But now, since Keith Thurman got hurt, Fundora makes it a title fight because he's an actual contender. So Fundora, and you got Tim Zhu, and you got Pitbull Cruz and Rolly Romero. So we'll be out there bringing that fun to you, Covino and Rich style.
No, that Fundora to you.
That Fundora to you. He's a 6'5" vato loco. Believe you me, they make him that tall, and that's going to be a fight.
He's
against
the tallest
Australian Tim Zhu.
Tallest vato loco, other than, remember that old wrestler
in the 90s, like El Gigante.
Yes, I remember.
Giant Gonzalez. Yeah. That dude's like 7 foot something.
I remember that guy.
Maybe he wore a bodysuit that looked like he was a science project.
No, but it's a really interesting matchup, and we'll get you fired up for it tomorrow. But he's 6 foot five, Fedora, and he's fighting Tim Zhu, who's like 5'8". That's a guess. He's not tall. So anyway.
6 foot five versus 5'8".
Yeah.
That's a big.
I mean, that's my guess. I know Tim Zhu's not that
big. No, but I'm saying that's like you fighting a 6 foot five guy. That's like you.
No? Yeah. Okay. No, not quite. But anyway, a good fight. Baseball. All the things we love, you hear on this show. And Rich, before we talk Caitlin Clark, I saw a list that came out. You brought up opening day tomorrow.
Oh, is it a list of all the new stadium food? Because it gives me a stomachache thinking about it.
No, this isn't Fat Guy Radio. We'll do Fat Guy Radio soon enough. A list of opening day ticket prices came out. The cheapest seats. The cheapest seats for opening day ticket prices. Kind of expensive for the cheapest seat. The absolute cheapest seat you can get tomorrow, opening day, Pirates at Marlins, $13. So you can see a Pirates-Marlins game for $13.
You can see a Pirates-Marlins game for cheaper than a Chipotle burrito.
But do you want to hear, real quick before we get into it, just to get you a little hype for tomorrow, the five most expensive, cheapest seats, ticket prices for opening day?
Let me guess. One of them's got to be the defending champs, only because opening day after you win a World Series is always special.
They're so up there.
The Rangers got to be up there, any other year they weren't.
All right, so not to confuse you, but the opening day ticket prices, cheapest seats, a list came out. These are the five most expensive cheapest seats.
Okay.
Coming in at number five. I'm going to give you my best Spider Harrison countdown. Coming in at number five, we got the Cardinals at Dodgers. $95 a ticket.
Wow. So even if you want the worst seat at Dodger Stadium, still a hundo?
Danny G, you willing to pay that? Cardinals at Dodgers, $95 a ticket.
That's a deal.
Wheel of a steal of a deal. They should give you a free Doyer dog or something. Coming in at number four, we got the Blue Jays at the Rays, $98. So again, it's the five most expensive, cheapest tickets.
Did you see the meme that said the new food at Blue Jays games, being that he's from Toronto, the Drake dog? That's a really oversized hot dog. Did you didn't see that one?
Is that real?
You didn't see that, though?
No.
That's not true, but it's funny.
Thought it was going to be a hot dog that gave you stomach issues.
So, yeah, I was going to pass on that.
Covered in poutine.
Coming in at number three, top five most expensive, cheapest seat tickets.
Expensive, cheapest seat. Okay.
Yeah. Braves at Phillies, $147 a ticket.
Yeah, two teams that are postseason driven.
So even though these are the cheapest, these are the most expensive. That's not that cheap. Braves at Phillies, $147 a ticket. Coming in number two, Nationals at Reds, $164.
That's got to be because Ellie De La Cruz and some of these young people.
Yes.
That's surprising, right, Monty?
It is.
Wow.
I don't think a Nationals game has ever caused that much money anywhere.
And that's the cheapest to get in?
The cheapest to get into a Nationals-Reds game at Cincinnati is $164, according to MLB.
What are they giving away? What is it, Chris Sabo goggle bag?
That happened.
You know what?
I'm for that.
I'm really good friends with Pete Rose, so I could get some tickets for
that. Oh, you're not great friends with Pete Rose.
Oh, do you know all the doings that happened in
your
baseball?
Is your name Matt Thrasher? And coming in at number one, Cubs at the defending champs. Your Texas Rangers, $285.
Wow, yeah.
$285 is the cheapest ticket.
Opening day.
Opening day to see the Cubs at the Rangers. That's my Spider Harrison from SiriusXM Hits 1 countdown, getting you fired up baseball.
Next time, go old school and do Casey Kasem.
Casey Kasem's tough.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Your request and dedications. A little tougher. So anyway, I'm fired up. You're fired up. You at home and in the car should be fired up to one more seat for baseball.
Now, Monsi, you and Danny G, Dodgers fans.
I'll be there.
They'll win likely 120 games this year. Maybe, you know, I heard one of our old pals, Steve Phillips, former Mets GM, does some stuff with MLB. I saw Steve Phillips with Mad Dog Russo. And they talk about win total over-unders for teams. And Vegas has the Dodgers and Braves both winning over 100 games.
I do not care about that number.
100 games?
I do
just,
not
you
care.
You just want to make the postseason.
It means nothing.
Playoff W's.
Yeah, Rich, you said that weeks ago. Like, it doesn't matter anymore.
It's
so stupid. You could win 120, but the third wild card could sneak in with 84 wins.
Literally. We saw that happen last year.
And you have
the
momentum,
Diamondbacks.
You're good.
That does not. That's and people keep saying, what is the number, 102? 103? What's the number?
For the Dodgers?
Yeah,
I think it's 104 and a half.
104. It keeps going up every time I hear about it.
Yeah.
I'm so over that.
Braves,
I'm so over that.
102. And you know what? You're right, because baseball showed, because of the expanded postseason, which I'm a fan of, it shows you that an 84-win hot team could beat a team that was 20 games better than them in the standings.
Yep.
Doesn't happen in other sports.
And by the way, if a team like the Diamondbacks were to do that again with 80-something wins, they're in an even better position now, because I think they just got Jordan Montgomery.
They did.
Right? So they got Montgomery now. A team like that, you just got to sneak in. You never know what type of pitching you have. You got a two-man rotation. You got some momentum going on. You're set. So, yeah, you're right, Monsi. 104. Whippity-doo.
Yeah.
It just means you're a good team, but you better be hot when it matters.
Yeah, because then it doesn't matter. All of a sudden, it gets thrown in your face.
Yeah.
Like, so it's like...
No, you're right. Then they hold that against you.
The last two teams to represent the National League in the World Series were 80-plus win wild card teams.
Facts.
Will it change this year? We don't know.
Oh, and can I throw a reminder out there? Of course, you have all your extensive coverage here on Fox Sports Radio, the premier sports lineup in the nation.
Is extensive coverage you talking about Aaron Judge once in a while?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool.
You think the Braves have a good lineup? No. Fox Sports Radio has a good lineup. Premier lineup.
It's right there on the wall.
I'm just throwing this out there for people that have T-Mobile. If you have T-Mobile, like I do, you get the MLB app for free, but you got to cash in like now.
You know, I used to think T-Mobile was a whack provider, but I always hear Covino getting this freebie stuff, and I have AT&T. I don't get any of this stuff.
Yeah,
I pay to see the Mets games. I get the MLB package.
The free stuff is compensation for bad service.
Yeah, Covino can't make a phone call.
I've had T-Mobile for years, and I'm like, why do I still have this?
It's interesting,
because you get the free MLB
crap.
That's why.
You get free crap.
He gets all this free stuff, but he can't make a phone call.
I'm up in the foothills, and I have like one bar. And
I hate
like,
to break the news to you. Yeah. I don't want to talk to any of you anyway.
I was going
to
say, none of us make phone calls anyways.
Who's calling? If you're calling me, like you're bothering me. So I don't make phone calls. I don't FaceTime, but I got free MLB apps, and I'm excited about it. So cashiers in, they have something called T-Mobile Tuesdays, and this is no commercial. I don't care at all if you have T-Mobile. I'm just letting you know to not sleep on it and don't pay twice for an MLB app, because you get it free if you have T-Mobile. That's just my little courtesy.
I haven't taken advantage of that yet.
Yeah, you got to do it. Hey, it's worth it.
I was Sam. Who's your team? I don't even know.
You know, I grew up a Phillies fan. I've root for the Dodgers, but growing up, our family had a lot of connections to Philadelphia.
I'll tell you what, Phillies
my sister lives there.
Phillies, and this is painful for me to say as a Mets fan, they're a likable team to root for.
Yeah,
I think if Bryce Harper
so good for baseball.
If you can't look at Bryce Harper and say he's just good for baseball,
he's just a
then
ball player. I love that.
You can hate him, but he's great for baseball.
I agree with you, because it's like I don't think I could root for the Eagles, but the Phillies are like, all right.
No, Philadelphia is so necessary for sports.
Yeah.
When Philadelphia teams are good, that fan base, love them or hate them, they bring the excitement.
Sure, 100%.
So
I agree.
We always like their uniforms too.
Yeah, Phillies and their emblem is cool too.
Yeah,
so powder blues.
And the Phillies fanatic.
Blue and red.
What's the significance of this conversation? I don't know. Actually, I do. It's to get you fired up for baseball tomorrow, because life changes.
Yeah.
Spring is here.
Life changes.
It does, Monsi.
I'll tell you what, Monsi.
I got something to watch.
It's in the form.
That's baseball.
It's in the form of background watching.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. No.
Every day.
Baseball on the radio.
Every day. Besides the voices of my children saying, Dad. Instead of that.
You get to make fun of John Sterling again.
Yeah, I get to hear Gary Cohen, Keith and Ron, who do like, I call it, they do like a live podcast every night. The Mets announcers are great. So even when the Mets stink, their announcers are great. You're right. We're guaranteed a couple hilarious John Sterling calls. Has he worked out his Soto call yet?
I don't know it. I'm waiting to hear. I know it starts off very Captain Crunch-like.
Crunchberry.
Net is high. Net is far. Net is gone.
So, baseball tomorrow. Let me ask you one last baseball question.
Take a photo of Soto. It'll last longer. That's a home run. And the Yankees take a 3-0 lead.
That's good.
Ooh.
I like that.
Should be his writer.
I just made that up. Ooh.
Photo and Soto. I like it. Nicely done.
Thank you. So, yeah, man, life changes tomorrow.
Yeah.
One more sleep. Let's go.
And you know what? Playoff basketball. creeping up on us, so there's a lot to be excited about in the world of sports.
Yeah, see the Lakers last night.
Lakers looking sweet, Danny G.
I know, you were fired up
about
that. Dude,
double overtime. Second time they've beaten the Bucks this month without LeBron.
Hmm, what does that say?
That's because his tootsies hurt. Yeah. And we're going to talk about LeBron's feet later.
Yeah.
But before we get on to basketball and some March Madness and football and all the stuff we're going to get to, I got to ask, do you think baseball, if I were to say, here's a blank piece of paper at the beginning of every sports season, if I said NFL 2024, give me the final records of every team, do you think more people would be closer to the reality than baseball? Because I hear people doing the over-unders like, well, the Tigers, they're projected to win 79 games, over-under. Like, well, they're a 500 team. How do you know a team's 500? There's 162 games to play. You're telling me by looking at them a few times in spring training, you could tell that's a 500 team?
Oh, man, I don't know. I mean, I guess you have a pretty decent idea. Plus, there's people there watching all the time. They know what they got. You know, we're just fans. We're just waiting to see on TV. There's people there studying and reporting on these teams that have better ideas than we do.
I'm with Rich about Cactus League. I don't know how much I would look at that and actually dissect it into something.
The best example, I'll say it now, we'll look back midway through the season.
Somehow they know, though. Somehow.
I've heard multiple analysts, MLB Network, like I said, Steve Phillips, and I heard our buddy Mad Dog the other day. When you hear people talk about the San Francisco Giants,
boo.
Some people think that they could actually compete for the playoffs. In fact, maybe surprise some people, give the Dodgers and a lot of people are high on the Diamondbacks a run for their money in the West. The West may be the best division in the National League. And then other people are like, I don't see it. Giants may win 80 games. How can you look at a team that hasn't even officially, you know, maybe they may have just announced their 26-man roster?
Well, you're sort of exposing all these quote-unquote sports experts who are really just putting their best ideas out there. I mean, nobody knows.
Like football, you
can
at least take
a lot of conviction. Let me tell you, the Giants, they're going to win over 90 games.
It's the difference with baseball. You can get a group of workmanlike blue-collar players that can generate runs and win ball games. You don't see a lot of that in other sports. Other sports are more star-driven.
Other sports are star-driven. That's a great point, because you could have a team of not misfits, but not big names, and they could find a way to win. The Marlins were a wild card team last year. I challenged the casual fan to name more than three people on the Marlins.
Yeah.
It's the Marlins are not a marquee team, but they found a way to play together. Baseball's very team-driven, clubhouse. You're with each other for 6 months straight, playing every day or so. You need camaraderie. Football, if you tell me, Rich, give me the over-under on the Chiefs next year. 12-ish.
Yeah.
They're going to be 12-5, give or take a game. Maybe 11-6, maybe 13-4. And I wouldn't, and I'd be accurate. You could tell me the New York Mets, my team. If you told me they were 86 and 76 and made the wild card, or they won 70 games and stunk, would you be equally surprised by either?
No. It goes back to what Danny G said. There's something about baseball that makes it different, that makes it glorious, and that's why I love it. It's about that camaraderie, that chemistry, less stars, more about the team.
There's also
a documentary. Hold on. Have you ever seen? And I'll throw this out there for some homework to get you inspired tonight or anytime this week. The Battered Bastards of Baseball. Anybody ever see that?
So good.
You've seen that,
right?
Yeah,
I've seen it, yeah.
Dude, it's about Kurt Russell's dad.
Mm-hmm.
Kurt Russell, the actor.
He was a good ball player.
Yeah, Kurt Russell was on the team.
Until an injury.
Dude, Kurt Russell.
That's D'Angelo's dad, right?
No. Kurt Russell. Different guy.
Yeah.
The Battered Bastards of
Big
Baseball.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Is this, yes, that Kurt
Call
Russell.
Snake.
Is the colorful true story of the Portland Mavericks, a scrappy independent baseball team that, what was his name? Jack Russell? I don't know. Kurt Russell's dad owned. And they were the last independent baseball team competing against actual major league, minor league teams.
That's pretty cool.
Right? And they won the championship. And they had zero star players. You know how they won? With a full-on tryout. Like open tryout where they were playing. So scrappy regular dudes that were really good came together and beat minor league teams with
major league players that were sent down left and right.
Cool.
They ended up winning the league, and they were the last independent team to ever do that and ever play. And again, they're called the Portland Mavericks. The name of this documentary is called The Battered Bastards of Baseball, if you want to check it out. Scrappy nobodies who ended up beating professional somebody.
And if you also need to get motivated, on Disney Plus, Angels in the Outfield, starring Tony Danza, Danny Glover,
story.
And a very young Matthew McConaughey.
Christopher Lloyd.
They were.
I love that movie.
I think a Class A organization from the Northwest League. It was 1973 through 77. Check it out. It's on Netflix, actually. It was a Netflix documentary. Battered Bastards of Baseball.
Yeah. Bing Russell is his
Bing dad. Russell.
Yeah.
That's Jack Russell's
dad. A lot
of
B's today.
There you go.
Bing.
I was close.
Bingleberry.
Bingleberry Russell.
There you go.
So now you're excited. Now you're pumped. Let's go Yankees. Let's go Mets. Let's go Dodgers. Let's go Phillies.
Let's go everybody.
And let's go Monty. Yeah. I know she's a big Dodgers fan. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. Aside from baseball, you got some basketball in the news, of course. But who's the biggest name in college basketball right now? The biggest name.
Oh, some men hate to say it.
Any other brain busters?
The name is Caitlin Clark. And there's a really interesting story today. And it has to do with her being offered a crap ton of money to do something other than the WNBA. And we're going to break it down next right here on Covino and Rich.
Now, you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. And Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commute comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventures. So go to TireRack.com to get started.
Not sure where to begin? Well, use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. They're shipped fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers near you. Choose from the convenience of mobile tire installation. That's when they bring the tires to you at home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that.
So again, go to TireRack.com/sports. See their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. Be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? Or I know it'll take you a minute to down that 2-liter. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. It's super simple. First, download the DraftKings Pick 6 app. Then pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat, like rebounds, points, assists, and more.
Play Pick 6 from DraftKings, the new fantasy app that packs more fun into less time. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code CRSHOW, CRSHOW. New customers could play $5, get 50 in Pick 6 credits. That's code CRSHOW, CRSHOW, only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
One offer per new customer. Minimum $5 first pick set to receive $50 in Pick 6 credits, which are non-withdrawable and valid for Pick 6 use only, expire after 6 months. Restrictions apply. Limited time offer. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any graduate hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Now this is getting me really fired up for baseball.
Baseball.
Funny shot up.
That dude singing is shaking a baseball glove.
I can't wait for all the hot foots this season. Baseball. Can't wait. We're asleep away.
Baseball.
Baseball's so old, too. You ever hear those old baseball jingles? JoJo DiMaggio, he's like you on our side.
Baseball.
Can't wait.
Baseball really does cling to that history. Because people that sell, do they even still sell programs? Maybe up until a couple years ago.
Program. They take it back to like the 19th. Programs here.
Get your scorecards.
Get your beer here. Guy in a paperboy hat. It's crazy. It all starts tomorrow. Can't wait.
Our middle kid, last season when we went to a Dodger game, he saw an older person spilling out a scorecard.
Yeah.
And he said, what is that guy doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why we always
say. That guy had a transatlantic accent.
Yeah, see?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, the Dodgers taking on the Cardinals. Uh-huh.
Anyway, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, and just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings a hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today.
You're like Dr. Seuss.
I am. Again, live from the TireRack.com studios, we're Covino and Rich, at Covino and Rich.
You bring up that old-timey-time baseball voice, like, programs, peanuts, popcorn, yeah! It's
like going back in time.
I picture you wearing a straw hat.
Yeah.
It really is.
Do you know who that's based off of, originally? It's a good trivia question.
Edward G. Robinson.
Yes, correct.
Really? That was just my guess.
Yep. You know what I watched on...
It's like the gangster, the old-timey gangster.
Yeah.
Atlantic accent, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I watched on HBO Max. Besides,
it's also how Bruce Jenner used to talk. We interviewed him. He talked like that.
Before Bruce was Caitlyn.
Yeah. He was like, hey, guys, uh-huh.
And now Caitlyn's more like, yeah, she, yeah.
Then I got, you guys think you're a bunch of, couple of Weisenheimers, huh?
Honestly, listen to Caitlyn Jenner speak. One of the only current humans that has that.
Yeah.
Oh, you think you're better than me, huh?
We had Bruce on our show, and he was like, yeah, you guys. Look at you guys. Uh-huh.
Actually, I'm pretty proud to say we've interviewed Caitlin when she was Bruce, and now Caitlin. So, pretty cool.
Yep.
Every time we see Caitlin Jenner, crowd is enormous around her.
Oh, yeah.
People still always want a piece.
Yeah.
But that middle, that old school
like in the
accent.
Movies, they call that the transatlantic accent. In movies, like old-time movies. You know, you see, like, Jimmy Cagney talking that way.
You know what I was watching last night with my kids? And I try not to push my stuff on my kids. Like, I love that they discover their favorite cartoons. Like, oh, Bluey or Bubble Guppies or all the stuff they watch.
You're joking me. Your kids cheer around for the Mets and
that's
the 49ers
different.
Because dad told
that
them to.
That is different.
I'm not saying you're wrong for that.
That would be, I'm saying, because that's like, family stuff, your sports teams, your alliances. I have friends that are like, my kids watch Fat Albert and Garfield. I'm like, why? Because you told them to? Like, no kid now wants to watch Fat Albert.
Hey,
so
I want to watch Fat Albert.
So my point is,
Monty, you ever watch Fat Albert?
Yes.
No, you
yes.
didn't.
Yes, I did. She's not religiously.
She's a huge Bill Cosby fan. So yeah.
But
so
I did.
So when I'm watching Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO Max and scrolling through all they have, I realize they have Looney Tunes on HBO Max. And I didn't think my kids would care. They're like, Dad, what's that? I put on like a Roadrunner, Wile E. Coyote, Meet Me, and like Sylvester and Tweety Bird. They loved it.
No, awesome.
Your kids love violence.
Honestly, it's like they do.
Yeah, when Ben drops an anvil on Emmy,
yeah.
You're going to know why.
But it is old school. It is violent. It's awesome. And you know what episode we watched before bed last night? In honor of baseball season? Remember when Bugs Bunny played the whole, but he was the one-man team against all those big brutes?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
That's
yes.
a classic episode.
Speaking of, to tie this conversation together, Iowa Sam, you're the only guy that's going to appreciate this. They based Bugs Bunny, the character, off a Clark Gable character. Bugs Bunny is based off of Clark Gable eating carrots. Look it up. Moving okay. on.
Oh.
Good little factoid there.
Look it up.
Next layer of that factoid, if you're a huge Dave Chappelle fan, Dave Chappelle talks about how one of his biggest comedic inspirations is Bugs Bunny.
It is Bugs Bunny.
Think of Chappelle's mannerisms, like, mm-hmm. hey, hey, like, he
does. He also
help,
did the Edward
help,
G. Robinson
help.
Thing
like,
a lot.
Yeah.
Like, help, help. Like, Chappelle loves Bugs Bunny.
So, from cartoons to sports, man, we give it to you all here on the Covino and Rich Show. And we already talked about how so excited we are about baseball. Now, basketball.
Is your favorite sport.
College basketball.
Dribble up and down the court.
Caitlin Clark is the biggest name in college basketball. Like it or not. Believe it or not. Now, the story goes, that she's being offered $5 million to play in the Big Three tournament. Big Three. Which Whoa. Has a lot of old school names in the NBA. Former star players like Gary Payton. Steven Jackson. Rashard Lewis. Lots of names. Chauncey Billups.
Our buddy Ryan Hollins, I think.
Ryan
played
Hollins
a minute, right?
played in the Big Three. Now, here's where it gets sticky, icky, icky. You're like, $5 million. That's a lot of flow. The WNBA season goes from May to September. We looked this up. May 4th to September. So right before the big Cinco de Mayo fiesta.
Rich knew. He gambles on that sport.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. So WNBA starts from May to September.
Yes.
The Big Three goes from June 15th to August 26th.
Mm.
So somebody's got a decision to make. And you have to imagine there's an immense amount of pressure because her and the WNBA probably means so much. This means so much to the WNBA to have a star like her in the league. But can they pay her $5 million or more? That's what I'm saying. So, like Dan Beyer brought up yesterday, I feel like John Quinones is there, and he's like, what would you do?
So ask yourself this, right? So I saw the NIL numbers. Iowa Sam, you're Iowa guy, so you know as good as anyone.
And by the way, hold on. Does that mean Caitlin Clark is competing with men? I think it does. What makes it more interesting?
Yes. Of course, yeah.
Because that means she's playing against former players like Jermaine O'Neal. Wasn't Allen Iverson involved?
Yeah, for
at
a
one
hot
point?
Second.
So it's like she's playing against former players.
That'll Tall, be lumbering men.
Yeah, but that'll be fun to watch.
Well, hold on. We got to talk money a minute. Iowa Sam, did I see correctly that through NIL, Caitlin Clark's made about $3 million? There's like $3 million.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen her in, I think at the beginning of the year, it was like she was currently, or at that time, it was like 800,000. She's up in the millions now because she's like Xfinity, State Farm, Gatorade, all these different brands.
So if Caitlin Clark's made $3 million through NIL, but has a $5 million offer on the table, to quote Brandon Ayuk from the 49ers in emoji form, money talks and BS walks. There's no way on planet Earth Caitlin Clark is going to turn down $5 million to be in a fun little league that Ice Cube put together.
But you act like
when
the pressure of the
base,
WNBA doesn't mean a lot to women's sports.
Her salary in the WNBA would be around the household median in the United States, like $70,000+. $70,000+ versus $5 million.
I mean, the choice seems simple and obvious, but that would be huge if she chooses this over the WNBA. We're talking like losing your Michael Jordan.
Her NIL valuation is up to $3.1 million.
It would take her, I did the math on my TI-83. If you divide $5 million divided by $75,000 would give you the number of years it would take Caitlin Clark to play in the WNBA to make one $5 million contract.
Now, hold on. Do you think it would be like an exclusive thing? Because there's only...
He doesn't want the answer to my math question.
I hate math. I don't have my little professor calculator handy.
66 years, by the way.
66 years it would take her to make it? Man.
The WNBA highest starting salary could be in the $70,000 range. That's 66 years of making that to make $5 million. She should tell the WNBA, hey, WNBA, I'm more than happy to be one of the amazing female faces of this brand.
The face.
But I'm going to dip out and play some hoops with Ice Cube next month.
That's what I'm saying. All right, take it back to the
baseball. Baseball let players go to the World Baseball Classic.
Right. We had the Deion Sanders situations, right, where he had to play some baseball, had to play some football. Would the WNBA be willing, and would the Big Three be willing to share her as a player? The Big Three schedule starts June 25th, week one in Chicago. It's a 10-week season. So wherever there's no conflict, will the leagues be willing to share her, or will there be an exclusive sort of thing? If I was willing to pay $5 million for Caitlin Clark as a Big Three team, I don't know if I'd be wanting her to play in the WNBA as well. I'd want her to be an exclusive face of my league. Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how they're going to handle this. I don't know what she's going to do. I feel like the money is the obvious choice, but I don't feel like that's the right thing to do. I think it's a cool
option. Why is it not the right thing?
Because she means so much to the WNBA. The WNBA needs her.
All right, what do we talk about? In business and in life, relationships, there's few times where you hold all the cards. Who holds all the cards here? Caitlin Clark. She could tell the WNBA, hey, here's what I'm going to do. Deal with it or not. What's up, Mons?
I'm reading here just that only two Big Three games would conflict with the Fever schedule. Fever have the number one overall pick. Everyone's
They're locked to take her, yeah.
Yeah, so only two games.
So will they allow it, and is that what's going to happen here if you break it down? You know, people make exceptions. People make exceptions for superstars.
LeBron James has told the Lakers, if my son Bronny's got a game that I want to go to, yeah, I'm skipping. If Roger Clemens, towards the end, he didn't go on road trips with the Astros because he's like, yeah, I'm going to chill. Players have power. They use it. Caitlin Clark, use your power, young lady. Monsi,
let's see what happens.
What's going on?
Yeah, I think, you know, she could do both is what I'm saying. I think she should try to do both.
She should try to,
She
sure.
should really try to do both.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
And she gets to hang with Ice Cube, too.
Can I just say one thing?
No.
Besides the money, I'm still going to say it. There's a lot of issues with this. Not even talking about the money. We can tease it to later.
Okay, cool.
There's a lot of issues.
I don't disagree with you. There's a lot of questions
Iowa Sam
here
has issues currently, on the other side of this.
I got plenty of issues.
On his own overpromised.
Yeah, he's going to do his own bonus podcast.
I'm going to over-deliver.
Sam, let me tell you. I'm excited to hear what you have to say because I know you're a big Iowa fan. What's up, Monsi?
Yeah, I don't disagree with him. Yes, fellas, opening day tomorrow, but not for everybody. Sorry, Rich. The Brewers, your Mets, Phillies, Braves game, they've already been rescheduled to Friday because of inclement weather, but everybody else is going to have opening day tomorrow, including the Dodgers. I will be there 8 a.m. And also, Will Smith isn't going anywhere as the Dodgers officially tweeted this out. They finalized a 10-year, $140 million contract extension with our catcher, Will Smith. Let's move on to college hoops because ESPN reports that Louisville has agreed in principle to a 5-year deal to make Pat Kelsey the school's next head coach. NCAA president Charlie Baker says that they're trying to remove college prop bets from the betting markets. The quote is that they're trying to draw a line on sports betting to protect student athletes and to protect the integrity of the game because of the player that I'm blanking out on in the NBA with the betting situation where his...
Imagine there's like a random prop bet for a rando college player and he just happens to be like, give me the ball.
Yeah. I mean, it's a real thing. Now that this is like a real thing.
This is where gambling can be manipulated the most.
Exactly.
You know, think about it. If there's some like bench player, if there's a bench player and his total is 3.5.
Yes.
If he's like, yo, I'm in the game. I'm going to get two quick buckets hit that over. You could force something like that. 100%. Sure.
It's something to really look at.
Yeah,
Monts,
the Raptors, Jonte Porter.
Who is brothers to another Porter. I think he's related. Is it? All right. Moving on past that. We're going to a little NBA news. LeBron James expected to play tonight for the Lakers as they play the Grizzlies. He did not play yesterday against the Bucks because of left ankle soreness. And no Shai Gilgeous-Alexander for OKC. He's got a right quad contusion. They're taking on the Rockets. And just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make them the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Back to you guys.
Michael Porter Jr.
Michael Porter. I was like, it's there. It's there, you guys.
I was going to say, what about that dude, Sean Porter? Right? Sean
no. Yeah, the boxer. At least I was like, the team, the name. Okay, thank you. They're brothers.
They are, yes.
Thank you, Monsi.
Yes.
You can do the Porter family tree next break.
Thank you.
Monsi Bolaños.
Oh, and she's related to that other Bolaño. The Bolaños and... Anyway,
I forget.
Thank you, Mons.
We're live from the TireRack.com studios, and I'm really interested in what Iowa Sam has to say about this whole Caitlin Clark thing for sure. Plus, we got midweek major, Rich. We got a lot of things to get to.
I mean, if you're Caitlin Clark, show me the money, right? Show me the Ice Cube money. We'll get to that next, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
It's Covino and Rich, and you've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuters' comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers.
Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Live from the TireRack.com studios, Covino and Rich. And just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and or use your Velcro, Rich, if you want. Rich wears Velcro sneakers.
I wear old school Velcro.
Lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. Iowa Sam on the ones and twos. Some AC/DC. Does the money talk? What's Caitlin Clark going to do? We're going to take your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox. We got Midweek Major next hour. Stick around for that. Your biggest stories in the world of sports and pop culture with Danny G, who's also super producing every day on the show. Monty's got your updates. Appreciate you hanging out. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich. So, Caitlin Clark, you're thinking she's going to play for the Indiana Fever. They got the first pick. The WNBA season starts May 4th. I'll be watching Canelo Munguia drinking a cerveza that day. But that starts May 4th, goes through September. Ice Cube and the Big Three are offering her $5 million to play in their tournament from June 15, August 26. Now, Monsi said there's only two conflicting dates between the Indiana Fever, the WNBA, and this tournament. So do they make exceptions for her, or are they going to want her exclusive to pick one or the other? And, Rich, you said the matchups in the Big Three are even cooler, in your opinion.
I mean, I think it's cool to see Caitlin Clark play against some retired and older NBA players.
I think it'll show
her youth.
Yeah.
But yet, and you know, the equal playing ground of men and women.
Who's she playing with?
I think there's a lot of intrigue by involving Caitlin Clark in the Big Three. WNBA, she just becomes another elite female basketball player that just brings more buzz.
And maybe that's why she's going to go to the WNBA to prove you wrong and everybody else wrong, that she can actually maybe change things around.
Yeah, but it would take her, like I said, 66 years of that salary to equal 1 year with Ice Cube.
I know money talks, right? And I'm not saying it doesn't, but what if, like, she's fine with money right now? Like, she's going to still make money outside of the WNBA.
Yeah, what she means to the WNBA is so much more significant than what she means.
If she means that much to the WNBA, I believe it is in partnership with the NBA, who could dish out money to her as face of the company as well.
That would be interesting if the NBA comes in and has something to say to her about this, where it's like, hey, listen, don't do that. Just stay here. We'll let you do the 3-point shooting contest in the All-Star game.
I have multiple employers because Steve Harvey once told me, grow a mustache when you're older. I was like, okay. And then he also said,
Shave your head.
No, he told Rich to wear a wig. That's why Rich is wearing one.
Got it. I thought so.
I said to Steve Harvey, what do you mean? He said, multiple streams of income. We talked about this the other day. I have multiple employers. You know who I give the first pick to?
Rich makes balloon animals on the weekends.
Yeah.
I do makeup
at kids' birthday parties. No, but I will always say, if you really wanted exclusivity to someone, you pay him a ton.
Yes,
that's how it works. And then, you know what you also have to do? You have to say, oh, I have to do that event? Well, the company that pays me more than you
takes priority.
Yeah. So when you tell me a company saying, let's put anyone in this scenario, regular Joe Schmo working at a store, you have a couple jobs, who gets priority? Who pays you?
Well, and Iowa Sam has issues with this.
What's your issue, Iowa Sam?
I don't know if I can blurt this all out in a minute.
You can do it next hour as well.
Let's talk about the here and now. This is a huge distraction for her and her Iowa team, who are going into the Sweet 16 against Colorado this Saturday. So it's already a huge distraction for her and the team to deal with this midweek.
Get used to the spotlight, kid.
Right. And, I think that there's already a ton of pressure on her. And I've heard people even doubt that the Big Three, do they even have $5 million?
I was surprised to hear that.
They're irrelevant. The WNBA is more relevant.
That's pocket change for Ice Cube.
Well, okay, all right. But I mean, it's a competitor.
I would say the WNBA
product. I would say WNBA included.
I would say the WNBA and the Big Three are of equal levels of.
I don't know if I can.
Nah, WNBA has NBA backing. It has the NBA in it.
Yeah, but I'm saying as far as viewership and intrigue.
Well, your feedback and phone calls, we do it next.
Perfect. Can't wait.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Any college baseball fans out there? If you're traveling to see your team and need a place to stay, two words for you: Graduate Hotels.
We stayed at the Nashville location for the SEC tournament. It was awesome. Beautiful rooms, cool vibe, and perfect location. They have over 30 hotels in the best college towns. And get this, they'll give you up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's C-R-S-H-O-W. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Book today at graduatehotels.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.